From the Zion Cyclery Circus, it is the weekly dose of fat with No Sven and Gomez.
Jericho Gomez, over there on the other end of the Davenport, my friend Evan Larson.
Guten Morgen, mein brethren, and welcome in JK Living back to the show.
Say good day, sir. Sven is still on his Western Goodwill tour, and we present to you all the Chris Daisy Zion Cyclery One Man Band.
The weekly dose of fat is brought to you by the good and kind individuals at Surly Bikes. Learn more about bikes, beards, and the bird at surlybikes.com.
Did you say bird?
Like, what's on this week's show and stuff?
We start the show with the event of the week.
We delve into beards and beer.
We talk about racing.
We share our feelings and talk about beach riding.
We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by Becker Sewing and Design.
And in our special segment, we try to answer some audience questions and then reveal the top 10 things to do with your old indoor trainer.
Yeah, and now we got the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
And that is the Brewery Vivant Farmhand Fat Bike Race.
That's up in Michigan.
That is January 14th. That's near Grand Rapids, Canyonsburg, Ski Dilly Hilly. It's one of the oldest continuous running fat bike races in Michigan. It started in an old apple orchard. How do you like that? And Michigan has some of the best fat bike racing in the lower 48.
So this is part of the 45 North Great Lakes race series. And they say they're the largest fat bike race series in the world.
Or the US world?
Anybody want to challenge them?
The gauntlets.
I guess they're it. So there's going to be like links and stuff. JK's going to tell you.
Yeah, links to everything you need to know about the event are carved into the show notes there, Gomez.
Oh, yeah. So before we go away and come back later again, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try this beer. Hey. And I think I'm going to play mother, but I don't have an opener.
Right here.
Oh, hey, look at this.
I'm looking forward
Whoa,
to this.
Whoa, that was audible.
This is Dave, and what beer is this?
Yeah, this is 18% beer. So we're actually serving this in Chris Daisy's thimble collection. First, I'm going to pour Evan, and this is going in the Lake of the Ozarks thimble.
It's going into a ram.
It's actually
horn.
Going it into a horn.
Yeah.
So
wait, you guys don't have your drinking
goodbye
horn?
To this. I Should we just pour in the horn and y'all drink out of it and swap spit?
No sharing.
We're not.
No. He just got over the flu.
I think we're all on the
menu. All right. We're going to pour JK's into a hermetically sealed plastic thing. Thimble.
It is a Roma.
It's a thimble from Epcot.
Thank you.
By the way, I can just make this stuff up. And Chris Daisy's going into Dogwood, USA, Arkansas.
It's a big pour.
You're the leader.
And I suppose we should let Dave actually have a little bit of this.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, maybe tell us what it is, too, Dave.
So this is Dogfish Head's Worldwide Stout, another fine beer. And as you said, 18%, so it'll keep you in your seat.
All right. Drink up,
lads. Gentlemen.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
I have coffee, because I'm weak sauce.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Good morning.
Hello. That's a double whoa.
It's 11:20 a.m.
It was like three drinks in one.
It's almost like Chris made a whiskey face.
I can handle my whiskey.
So I think we should be right back after this.
You are tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
The Weekly Dose of Fat is proud that Happy Bottom Bone Butter is the official gooch butter of Fat Bike Radio. Happy Bottom is 100% natural and the brainchild of Charlie the Bike Monger. We've had many different brands of chamois cream, however, Charlie's might be the smoothest, longest-lasting, all-vegan Grundle ointment that we've never tried.
We should try some in a crepe, or perhaps on some toast.
Good idea, let's propose a toast.
To Happy Bottoms and Tops, for that matter.
Cheers! You're listening to the Weekly Dose of Fat, right here on Fat Bike Radio.
We're back, and we don't have our special guest, Will Ross, in the celebrity hot tub.
But our friend Will, he was in Wisconsin over the holidays here, and he competed in one of our local races here in Wisconsin, and he came in second in a very close race.
And the cat that beat him is David Swanson, and he's from...
Illinois? So the baddest mofo from Alaska came and got beat by a guy on a salsa from Woodstock, Illinois.
So is Dave here?
He's not here yet.
All right.
So
well,
he's on his way.
He's on his way, but
Dave's not here.
Dave's not here, man. But while he's here, let's talk a little bit about. We said we were going to talk about racing.
Okay.
Fat bike racing, and the thing that I know is that there's races every day of every weekend from now until April, really, in the United States. It's crazy.
Sweet.
It's a race fest.
So, do you think that it's too much? Do you think that, I mean...
I think it's a nice mix because you have some of the ones that are more organized and points and sanctioned and such, and then you've got just your, you know, sort of garage races.
Yeah,
paper it's true. Plate.
You can still go to a race where it's completely grassroots and you've got a potluck going on and local beer being poured.
Based on sausage and beer. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, yeah, around here anyway. But I've been to some races where it's taken super seriously. You know, I've been to the USA Cycling National Fat Bike Championships in Utah where there's an official race, but there's no official races to feed those races. Yeah. So, but there are tons of races out there. This Great Lakes Series could very well be crowning the champions of the entire Great Lakes area, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. But where does that fit into the whole picture of building a real set of state champions that then are invited to go to a real accredited, points-driven, real test of a national championship?
Well, as soon as it gets there, everybody will start complaining about it.
I just want to be the crooked son of a bitch that runs the thing. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But there's also racing that goes on in Alaska that is completely different than anything that we do here. Well, not completely different. There's a few races here.
I call it survival, though. I mean, that's a survival run. That's not just a race.
So I think that any race that you have to pack your bivy for is a separate kind of racing than the racing that we're talking about building this national championship for.
Absolutely.
Well, they should also have derby championships, right?
Derby.
Because we are doing a pretty serious derby today, and it's going to win that bike right there.
Is it sanctioned?
Sanctioned. There's no sanction. There's no rules, even. Just cheat your way to that bike. Come on.
I think I see Dave, the guy that beat Will Ross.
Dave's here, man.
So, Dave, step on over here to this microphone.
The guy that beat
also recently
Will
beat our Ross. Dave here from Zion Cycler, who got second place this weekend.
That's Dave. That's Dave on Dave.
He's a brother.
Racing.
All right.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Dave, welcome to the show. Dave Swanson from Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, a little round of applause.
Absolutely.
This guy beat the U.S. national champion.
Right.
Yeah. So Dave is here to tell us about the three laps of glory, where he totally conquered our friend Will. We were just poking fun at you, Will. We know that you probably, you know, had the sun in your eyes or something. But Dave, tell us about it.
Yeah, we, you know, we've been doing the Huge Ass series for since it started, and it's a pretty cool series. If anybody gets a chance, I'd highly recommend it.
Don't choke to death, Colin. Does anyone know the Heimlich?
That's not an editorial comment on the Huge Ass series. I swallowed down the wrong hole. Sorry. It was touch and go there for a minute, but come on, Dave.
So, yeah, we the start was up this sledding hill, so I just took off as hard as I could, trying to get into the single track first, because the course was really icy, and the single track was pretty tight, so I figured I could get some rest in there. And as long as I was in front, everybody would be stuck behind me.
Yeah, so you tried to get the whole shot to the single track, right?
Correct, yeah. So that worked out. And then I was in the lead for the first two laps, and then Will got around me on the last lap, and we got into some lappers. And we got, you know, to the point where we're just walking behind people because it's so icy, and a lot of people didn't have studs. And, you know, and it's tight in the single track, so you just kind of hang out. And so that let me rest a while as well. And we came out to this big open area, and it's about a half mile to the finish line, just wide open. And I was able to sneak around them. And at the finish line, you got to – the deal is you put your number plate in a bucket. And whoever gets their plate in the bucket first is the winner. And there was a ton of people because the citizen class only does two laps. And the elite guys do three.
Uh-huh.
So that there was a bunch of people finishing their second lap. And there was probably 10 people around the bucket, and I couldn't find it.
No.
And I'm like, where's the bucket? And you know, Will's right on my tail. And I just cannonballed into this big group of people, like a football going for the fumble or something. And I ended up, the guy I jumped over to get to the bucket ended up being my dad, so it was kind of funny.
Out of my way, Dad.
Get out of my way, damn it.
Well, very cool. And you didn't know, you talked to Will after the race, and you had no idea that he was such a elite racer, right?
Right, yeah. He comes up to me, he's like, hey, I'm Will Ross. And he looked at me like I should know that.
I don't know.
And, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I'm David Swanson. It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
So we were going to have Will on the show, and, you know, we don't want to make too much fun of you, Will, but you did get beat by a guy from the flatlands of Illinois. In the beautiful America's Dairyland here. Yeah. Well done, Dave. Yeah.
Well done, Dave. Well done.
I think we're going to hear some big things. Are you going to race Fat Bike Berkey?
I haven't decided yet. I was looking at the Fat Bike Nationals. That's only like 4 hours away this year.
Oh, yeah?
So it looks pretty cool.
I'm going to be at both of those races. We should strap a fatbike.com logo on your butt or something.
There you go.
Come on, man. So, yeah. Bike companies looking for a stud racer,
man,
should look up Dave Swanson.
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm running Salsa Bear Grease.
Cool.
Set up by Wheelworks Bikes, and their motto is "Build it, fit it, ride it," and they're over in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Right on. Nice. And yeah, he also beat Will riding an aluminum bike.
Ooh.
Instead of the Super Team Carbon bike, so.
Well, I put a couple bricks in my jersey, too.
He was carrying bricks, people. I think that might just be,
I think
a better story.
The DEA might want to talk to him.
Bricks
this.
Of what?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show there, Dave.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I think we should take another break right after we hear a word from our host, Zion Cyclery.
Oh.
Everybody cheer now.
Yeah, Zion Cyclery. We've been here 50 years. What, you got some problems with your gears? Maybe your bike doesn't steer. We'll get you all taken care of. But I got something more important to talk about. Fat bikes.
Oh, yeah.
We got lots of fat bikes. Everybody here is going to ride a fat bike today. So stop in and see everything we've got. We're at 2750 Sheridan Road in beautiful Zion, Illinois. ZionCyclery.com.
Right, you're listening to the Fat Bike Revolution on the Weekly Dose of Fat.
Welcome back to the radio program.
Is it time to cue the fireworks?
Maestro, can you play us some Fatty Farm Field Report music, please?
The Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Becker Gear. Find Becker Gear on Facebook and on the web at BeckerGear.com.
So, since we're going to go for a winter beach ride right after this, how about we have a little winter beach riding discussion?
Yeah. Ooh. Evan's never ridden on a beach.
No, this is what this we is hear. My first ride Prima on Nocta. The beach. I live so close to Lake Michigan.
Did you bring your bathing suit?
I did. It's a two-piece.
Nice.
Well, luckily for you, everything should be frozen pretty solid down there, so it's not true sandy beach riding in essence. You won't get your back tire pulled on by soft, loose stuff.
The beach here in Zion has a section that is softish, pebbly, kind of more coarser sand that can really...
Oh, yeah. It'll grab you sometimes.
Get you grabbing for that granny gear.
So am I going to be, like, lowering my tire pressure all the way down, or is it...
Not for frozen beach.
Yeah, it's pretty like, cold out.
Is it frozen beach?
It could be somewhat concrete-esque out there.
Yeah, really?
But if it gets soft, for sure.
Well, what's really cool is whatever leftover snow we have is pretty much hardened into mini ramps, like just laid about everywhere. Oh, so nice. I think people can really catch some cool air today. And
nice.
You know, sweet jumps.
That's one thing I really like about beach riding.
Dave Lund's knows jumps.
Is nature just seems to ramp everything perfectly for playing on stuff.
No hucking to flat. There's little.
You'll probably have to huck to flat mostly, unless you find that perfect, you know, formation of snow ramps.
I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah, might be out there.
So Jake has been, he's a veteran of many beach rides, being a native Milwaukeean. Got any advice for Evan here for popping his beach cherry?
Don't foot down in the lake.
Because my goodwill.
Or
Columbia
fall backwards
roots.
Like a damn turtle in a little creek, because that makes the ride really unenjoyable from then on. I did that once. Since I'm saying it that way, getting near hypothermic is not the fun way to go through life.
Keeping your feet dry on a day like today, where it's going to be 20 and sunny, light winds, perfect day for dry feet.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, putting a sock in your pants wouldn't be a bad extra pair of socks.
If there's not one there already.
And then they're all warm up.
I know Dave Lunds has got an extra pair in there. Keeps them nice and warm.
Brought all my gear, so I'm sure it should suffice.
All right.
I'm in a lair.
All right. You think we're going to need studded tires out there? More on the way to the beach.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah,
I think the traction's going to be pretty good. I mean, I've got them on my bike already because it's all set up tubeless, and I don't want to go through that pain in the butt of switching them out, so I'm just going to rock the Velcro on the street tonight. But
I brought these studded tires, just in case. You? What tires are you running?
Flow Beast and Van Helga.
Oh, lordy.
Yes.
That's a lot of knob. A
lot of knobs.
And you're running Husker Du's.
I'm running Husker Du's.
Perfecto.
I was like, line?
What am I running?
this is great. A fact-finding machine.
Because I actually have two test bikes with me.
Ooh.
A Trek Farley 6 with 27.5-inch rims.
Okay.
And their new Narwhal studded tire.
Oh.
And RSD Ty Mayer that JK's going to swing a leg over.
Right on.
Nice.
And
I just want to see that, the Ty bike.
What do you think would be a good beer pairing for a 20-degree sunny beach ride?
Probably something in the
whiskey?
Yeah. There you go. Some screw beer.
Something barrel aged, maybe?
Something out of a flask.
No bubbles.
It's in my bag.
I know we'll probably stop at the Dead River and
yep.
propose a toast to dead stuff. Dead
yep.
things.
Yeah, it's an out and back ride, so whoever gets tired can just turn around and go back, and then if you can make it all the way to the Dead River, which isn't all that far, you should be able to do that.
Nice.
Come back, and then if we've got extra energy, Beulah Park is open and the trails are looking good, so we can hit single track.
Sweet.
Huh, cool. Well, I think that unless you boys have something else to say about the beach, we should maybe take a time out,
time
do a
out.
Save.
Yep, that sounds good.
Right on.
Hey, we're back with the radio, and DaveLuns.com is going to present a special gift to Chris Daisy out of his deep affection for Chris, apparently. I don't know. I'm just jealous.
Now that you're a Wisconsinite, you have to assume the native garb. So
I know what this is!
What is that?
Officially a cheesehead.
Look at
that. God, I feel violated.
It was even allowed in Illinois.
My head hurts.
I was going to write something about the Bears on it, but I figured I'd let you decorate it.
I've had enough pain and suffering with the Bears, but thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
We let football invade our bicycle program.
I was
going to
say, who the fuck are the Bears?
All right. Well, we have Dave here with questions from the audience.
Yes, it's me again, but without beer.
Because our audience is too shy to be on to talking to the king. They're afraid it will steal their soul. So Dave is going to read their questions, and we're going to try and, I don't know, make comedy.
Yeah, I'm able to be here because my soul was stolen long ago, so no harm in being on the mic.
Same.
I sold mine a long time ago.
So, our first question comes from Tom. He asks, where do you see the 5-plus-inch tire segment going?
For everyone who must ride in 6 or more inches of ungroomed snow, it's going to be huge.
Thanks, Tommy.
3 weeks out of the year, you're going to be golden.
I don't know. We've already seen, you know, manufacturers have had the opportunity to embrace it and take it on. And around the edges, you know, RSD made their bike fit it. Fits on most front forks now, even on hundreds. So, I don't know. I'm a pretty big guy, and I've never felt like I needed more than 4.8 inches of Bud and Lou one mounted on hundreds. Yeah. And even sometimes I'm like, yeah, 80s are cool. So I would just say I would, you know, follow the philosophy of, yeah, you want to ride that? Cool, man.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Very well. All right, so next up is Shannon. He's asking if you guys have any 509 bike reviews in the works. 509 Bikes, George Kappas's new bike, I believe.
I have a trip planned up to Manitowoc or Green Bay or wherever they make me go to ride one of those things. And yeah, we're going to review that bike. And George is our buddy, man.
All right.
So, of course.
There you go, Shannon. Question answered. Next, we have Gary. Always a good question here. Any advice on convincing wife on another fat bike purchase?
yeah.
He loves his wife, but next one might cause a divorce.
Take the wife to Colorado, visit a wellness center, buy tincture of the ganja weed, and just slip it into her wine, and then get her into fat biking. That's what I would do. Not.
Buy the same color bike as another bike that you own. And you keep your mouth shut. And that is a
That's a well-known tactic around here. You'd be surprised.
Storage shed.
That's why all my bikes are black.
And Chris, maybe that would be something to think about for Zion Cyclery, is like a secret vault. You know, ride the 10-year-old bike up here to Zion Cyclery, park it like a bat cave.
Take your real bike out.
Yeah.
Your wife doesn't know about it.
Just buy her something. You'll
yeah,
be fine.
Buy her something nice.
Just
come on.
Just buy her something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you just remind her she said, okay, you could buy it.
Even if she didn't.
Yeah.
Trust and me. That's where the weed comes in.
Boom.
All right. I think we covered that one.
Very well. All right. One more question from Chris. Not this Chris, another Chris. What's up with the persistent void of fat forks? So, of course, there was the Ren and Bluto review recently, but there's the Lau fork out there. He's wondering...
And the RST.
And the RST.
So there's four forks right now, but why not Manitou and why not Fox?
Exactly.
I think that the industry, the SRAM and Shimano people, are pushing plus bikes and boost, and that's where they think the numbers are going to be. They look at OEM numbers... And it's yet to be seen whether consumers are going to embrace that. I've ridden both. I mean, I'll say it. A fat bike can do everything a plus bike can do, but a plus bike cannot
yep.
do everything a fat bike does.
Here, here.
Bingo.
So
do the
buy
Venn
a set
diagram.
Of wheels for your fat bike and let the industry, you know, understand fat bikes rule.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Unless there's any other last-minute questions.
Anybody brave enough to talk into the can?
It won't hurt.
How long will I live?
Oh, we have someone stepping forward. Brave soul.
Great Lance.
This is Lance.
Lance is a legend here in our local scene.
So what do you think about an all-wheel drive fat bike? Have you heard of the Christinis?
I think that that could be killer. And I think it could be killer. I've ridden one of their... regular mountain bikes that's two-wheel drive at Gnome Fest, so anything I say, of course, is probably legend or imagined, but it works really well. The only thing is it has a shorter turning radius, or you can't move the front fork as far around because of that linkage.
Sounds like a late model Trek.
Do you want to say Trek's a great company?
Yeah, Trek's a great. I really love Trek.
Chris's line.
But
I think it
trails.
Could be really interesting. I haven't ridden one, but here's something that is related. We're talking about e-bike grooming, and in e-bikes, you have rear-wheel drive e-bikes. Well, you can put a front e-bike assist hub on the front of one and have a powered grooming two-wheel drive fat bike. And that comes right from George Kapitz, because he and I have been talking about e-bike grooming. So... kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, Christini has a e-bike option.
I know. Yeah. But there's another way to go for two-wheel drive.
Right.
Is to have that. You could actually probably get a throttle front-wheel one and do burnouts and stuff. That'd be cool.
In the snow, a burnout in the snow. Yeah. That would
or
be hard.
A slush out.
I don't know if I would want a non-e-bike version of it. All-wheel drive bike, just because I kind of like breaking the rear wheel out, you know.
Yeah. You still can.
Hey, yeah?
Yeah. It's for the times when I was out at Silver Lake, tried to go. I'm in a post hole from somebody hiking, and I spin out, and I get on, and I get bounced. I spin out again. I look down, and I'm in a hole, and the back tire's not going, and I can pick the bike up and move it 6 inches so I can go. All-wheel
if
drive,
you're a hiker
just
out there
right
that
out.
Likes right winter on. Hiking... could you buy snowshoes? Because that would help us out.
Yeah, just go in the woods.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them. Holy shit.
Just go on the trails, too, because it trumps down the snow. And then, you know, then we don't have to buy groomer stuff, McThinger. Thanks, Lance.
Sure. Anybody else?
We have your soul now, Lance!
Yeah!
So, we have another harebrained idea here. It's... the Levis Raffle Project Bike is what I'm calling it. So the Levis Chalet burned down last summer, and they're going to rebuild it. But they want to have some improvements, and we have to pay for that. So it's like $20,000. And there's a GoFundMe site that we should probably put in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And they've raised a little over $10,000. So we're going to build a project bike, starting with... a size small John Deere green Moonlander that we got from Revolution Cycles. And we're going to hydro dip that frame and fork in a really cool thing. We're going to put Bud and Lou on this tiny bike and build it up with some shishi parts. We're going to have we have Ren, the fork people, also make carbon componentry. So bar stem, seat post is going to be all carbon. So it's a small Moonlander. So this is going to be a pretty cool kids or small person bike.
Small wife.
It's going to be pretty dang cool.
Nice.
And there's going to be a picture of what we start with, the green Moonlander, in the show notes. So we got 9 minutes left in the show.
We should, you know what we should do is thank Felt Bicycles for donating this awesome prize that we're going to have today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, hell it's a El Nino single-speed fat cruiser, which is pretty sweet, with a disc brake and a freewheel, so it's kind of BMX-y, fun
ride. I know,
ride.
It almost looks like an Oddity.
Yeah.
Oddity Cycles cruiser.
Well, you know, the guy from Felt, our Felt rep, had a great idea, and he's like, everybody can use a cruiser. You know, you win a cruiser bike, there's your pub crawler, your fun machine, so instead of just raffling it off like a bunch of wusses, we're going to do a derby today. And
derby!
Winner takes derby. All.
All right, I love things that promote derby.
Yep.
Derby.
Does everybody know what derby is out there in Radioland, right? Can remind them real quick.
Some people call it cutoff or
foot down.
Foot down.
I don't care what they call it, it's derby.
All right.
This one could get brutal, man, with a $600 bike on the line. Yeah, and there's going to be some elbows and some knees and some dirty tricks involved, I bet.
I got like so many sticks to shove in people's wheels.
So wait a minute. We're throwing away the gentleman's derby rules.
What are the gentleman derby rules?
You have to keep your hands and feet on your own bike.
Okay.
No intentional T-boning.
Okay.
Those are the only two rules.
Okay.
All right. I don't like that. That eliminates my sticks.
It's flamethrowers.
Well,
are that fine.
Just well, I can still throw
takes
them
at a couple
people.
Plays off my playbook. Yeah, I mean, that leaves your elbows and your hips and
it's all
your earlobes.
So elbows
razor
are legal.
Blades right here.
All right,
it's gonna slice some tires.
Throw
open.
Some elbows.
Well, thanks to Zion Cyclery for letting us come out.
Thanks for coming.
On the way here, I thought, I am such a lucky dude. I get to come and like have little shows and play radio. It's like the freaking. I have such cool friends that come and do it with me, and talented friends that play the music, and awesome people that come and see it and go for a bike ride. So, thank you for everybody.
Absolutely.
For everything you do. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, thanks,
I love it.
Chris,
thanks everyone for coming out, and this is going to be an awesome ride we got coming up here.
And as always, our show this evening has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
We're going to go for a ride now.
Yeah.
Want to come with?
You've been listening to the Weekly Dose of Fat, produced by Fat Bike Radio. Corporate funding provided by the Tool Shed in Milwaukee and the Corporation for Public Weirdness.
Let's go ride bikes!
Let's go ride bikes!
Till then.